decision-making periods for students attending college?
Well, in the Career Planning and Placement Center, we observe that there are several critical periods for students in their process of career decision-making. One of those times seems to be when they first get to UCI. They come in with some real anxieties about what's going to happen at UCI, what's my major going to be, what am I going to do when I grow up, and they come in overloaded with recommendations from their high school counselors, from their parents, so they're high on planning when they get to the university. So that's one time where we do have an opportunity to make some impact on students. However, as time goes on, what we find is that students get immersed in academics and their college experience, which of course we want them to do, but they lose track of what am I doing in this whole context of growing? How am I relating that to career decision making? So the next, after that first initial impact that we have on career decision making and that they're feeling about career decision making, the next time comes when they choose a major. Those students who haven't selected a major find that at the end of their sophomore year, that before they start their junior year, they're in a crunch again. They have to choose a major. So that brings them to us with those concerns. So that's the second crisis as we see it at the center. The third time, of course, is during the senior year when they're really having to focus and really having to come to terms with what am I going to do after I leave UCI. So that's the third time that we most commonly see them.
What are the center services should be used at these critical periods?
Well, as you know, the services at the center are comprehensive, and we really endeavor to have services to meet students at every level of career decision making. When we first deal with students in their freshman year, one of the services that's most helpful is SIGI, the System of Interactive Guidance and Information. SIGI is a computer-based career guidance system that helps students examine their values as their values relate to career decision making and to gain a tremendous amount of information about careers and career planning. That service is probably the most helpful when a student is trying to decide on a major. It also engages the student in the process of career decision making and introduces them to our center. SIGI is not a standalone system, and by that I mean that a student doesn't just use SIGI. The student is expected to have a follow-up appointment with their career advisor after they finish the computer phase of SIGI. That introduces them to their career advisor. So that introduces them, you know, again to the whole process. Okay. So I guess SIGI I would identify as the most important for the choosing of a major. When a student begins the exploratory phase of career decision-making, gathering information, really concrete information about careers, our library is invaluable, workshops are invaluable, all of the special programs that we bring to campus using professionals from the outside provide invaluable information for students as they're doing that exploring. Of course, I have a bias because I'm interested in internships and in students gaining career-related part-time work experience. So I think that part of our placement service is also very important to students all the way along. Of course, it's obvious that when they get to the end where they're thinking about placement, we have on-campus recruitment, resume workshops, interview technique workshops, and all of those services that help students learn to market their skills and learn to investigate the career world. The Career Planning and Placement Center operates under with a certain philosophy, and that is that the student is the change agent for their own life. And all of our services are geared to teach the student skills for making decisions, and particularly career decisions, and to help them assume responsibility for making their own decisions about their lives. So given that philosophical base, we see the career advisor's position, and I particularly do, as one that facilitates growth, that facilitates the student assuming responsibility for their own career decision. And the role of the counselor then, or the guidance, the career advisor, is to be the guide in showing students where to get information, what kinds of services they need, and to act as a resource person.
Some students feel that what they decide on their major, say at 18 or 19 years of age, and what they decide as far as choosing a career at age 22 is, you know, the decision that will last forever and ever. What are your thoughts about that?
The decision that you make in college regarding your career decision is an important one. And you can't discount the fact that that's an important thing for a student. But what I try to point out to students is that career decisions take place in the context of making life decisions. And the given in the whole thing is that we are going to change, and we're going to grow, and we're going to do that throughout our whole lifetime, so that first decision that they make, based on information that we can give them and based on what they do academically, is a starting point. It's one change, it's one decision that they will make throughout their lifetimes. That's a hard thing for students to see, that what will probably happen is that they will make several rather major career decisions throughout their lifetime. But that nevertheless is something that we stress in the services, that this is one decision among lots of career decisions that you're going to make. And the important thing is to learn how to make sound career decisions and sound life decisions, so that as you grow and change throughout your lifetime, you can continue to focus your career interests in a way that meets your needs.
Julie, you were sort of, I don't know if you call it the internship coordinator, the career experiences coordinator. Why do you think career experiences are important? And when do you recommend that students start using your services?
Okay. I think that the student taking the opportunity to have career-related work experience during their course of study at UCI is just critically important. One thing that tends to happen is students get full of all kinds of written information and full of program information and get some ideas, some very tentative ideas about what they'd like to do when they grow up. What they don't often have a chance to do, or don't take the opportunity to do, is to check those things out in the world, to get some reality testing for those ideas. What we encourage students to do through our career experience program in the center is to take those ideas, say they have three or four alternatives that they're thinking about, and work in the community as a part-time employee or in an internship, to get a real sense of how they fit in that career environment. How that career environment and the ideas that are operating in that career environment relate to their academic course of study. To really test those ideas. I usually recommend that students do that as early as their sophomore year, but particularly as they get closer to graduation. It's critical that they have experience. Students who are on work study and have the opportunity to work from the time they get to UCI and throughout their academic study at UCI have a particularly good opportunity, because the work study positions give them the opportunity to get really good career-related experience throughout their study at UCI. So they have a particularly good opportunity. Other students have to take matters into their own hands and go after it.
Mm-hmm. They all seem to be involved in the decision-making process in funny sorts of ways. Like they'll spend 2 years in bio and then find out bio wasn't for them. They'll try mm-hmm. something else for a year. It seems to take them a long time, and the information comes from serendipitous places. And maybe you could comment on that a little bit. It would help us tie it together in the production. What are some typical processes that you had experience with in students who don't use the center, and what might be some of the dangers in that, or what can the planning center do to shorten that experience?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's that they're making the decision, but it's taking them a long time, and they're leaving a lot to chance. Whereas
mm-hmm.
you are the authority, can get them through it quicker,
mm-hmm.
hopefully, and give them a lot better guidance.
Yeah. One of the things that we notice as professionals in the Career Planning and Placement Center is that students make the assumption that they shouldn't come to the Career Planning and Placement Center until they've made some decisions about career planning. And those decisions are very difficult to make without some guidance, so it's really putting themselves between a rock and a hard spot. They don't feel that they can come to the center until they've made some decisions, and they really can't make those decisions without a little guidance. Students are immersed in academics, and they're involved in personal growth. And that's of course what life is all about, and the changes take place very rapidly during the years that students are in college. What we need to help them do is to relate those personal changes and those academic interests and translate those things into application and career decision making. If we can convince students that career decisions are a part of their life decisions, they're going to see us in a different way. The students that we bring to the center as freshmen and introduce them to us, to our services early, are the ones who tend to come back and stay in touch and keep their career decision-making plans updated. I need to think about it. Okay. In thinking about why students... Why else they don't
use the
sentence.
I would like to comment, too, about the career planning being a lifetime process. We've managed to miss that.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Maybe we ought to try to say that again.
Oh, I think you said it real well.
Okay. I don't feel very happy about the way I talked about the students gaining career experience. Sometimes I'm more articulate than others about that.
Why don't you just tell us about it? Why don't you say that part of your work...
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, part of my responsibility at the Career Planning and Placement Center is to provide students with opportunities to obtain career-related work experience. Now, that opportunity for students is critically important because that gives students an opportunity to reality test all of the planning and all of the notions they have about eventual career placement. I develop part-time jobs for students, part-time jobs in both the public and private sector. But they're all jobs in public relation firms, in advertising firms, in law offices, in the court system, jobs that will really give students an opportunity to work with professionals in the field. It's also important because it gives students a chance to think about their academic work and how their academic work relates to the real world. So it's a very enriching experience, as well as being critically important to career decision making. I encourage students to get career-related work experience throughout their college experience, but it's particularly important during the junior and senior years when students are needing to focus and think about that placement, those placement opportunities. Well, the on-campus recruitment program for which I am responsible is a program that provides interviews for graduating seniors, master's, PhD degreed people to talk to employers about opportunities, career opportunities with their companies on campus. I think as a vocational advisor that our responsibility as advisors is to help them prepare to make good career decisions and to acquire and develop job search skills. And we do that by providing workshops, by providing the SIGGI program, by providing individual and group counseling, career planning classes and career planning workshops in order for them to make good career decisions and to be prepared to go out there and seek the best job that they can.
I'll be asking you some of these other questions, but just some thoughts occurred to me. Mm-hmm. Nothing was mentioned in our interviews with the other advisors about the career planning classes. Can you expound upon them a lot, like the Humanities 93 and the Physical Sciences?
Mm-hmm. I've offered two career planning classes, one over a period of time, which is the humanities class, and then recently the physical science class, which includes physics, math, and chemistry.
What's the title?
Okay. The titles of both of these classes are, one for humanities is Career Planning for Humanities Students, and the other is equally as simple, Career Planning for Physical Science Majors.
Humanities 93, Physical Science, of course
I don't remember it. So I can't give
it.
Yes. Uh-huh. These career planning courses are one unit credit. What we try to do is to bring the initial research skills to the student insofar as library research, resume preparation, interview techniques. We also provide the students with the opportunity to listen to professionals from off campus, people who are now employed in their particular field of interest, having them tell them about how they got into this field, what they are doing currently, and perhaps what their goals are ultimately. I have found in this particular career class, I should say these particular career classes, that probably the advantage for the student as far as the individual is concerned is the opportunity to go out and talk to people in their field of interest. I think that they gain the most knowledge and perhaps skills in this particular area as opposed to anything else that occurs in this class.
You work with a lot of students. You've worked here for about 10 years now, Lorraine?
12.
12 years, okay. What advice would you give to entering freshmen regarding choosing a major?
I would recommend to the entering freshmen, perhaps a little late, that they should have begun their search for a major prior to entering. They should have been researching the field of interest that they think they are going to pursue, at least, perhaps in the beginning of their high school years, and continue to do that prior to entering, And if they have not done that, then from the time they enter as freshmen, they should continue through their college years to do that until they have made a good decision. Hopefully it wouldn't take them more than 2 years to make that decision. But if they use the facilities of the Career Planning Office, that is going to be a real assistance for them in making that decision.
What services that we have in the center will assist students to choose a major?
We have the library. If they research the career library, we have the SIGE program. We have career planning classes. We have career planning workshops. We offer individual advising. There is just a whole myriad of services that are offered to students that can help them do precisely that.
When I've talked to students for the last 2 days, a lot of them, you know, have gone through some amazing problems, and they haven't used our services. Either they've resolved them to talking to friends or on their own. Why should they come and see us? Because, you know, that's, we haven't seemed to be, you know, a lot of them, from what I gather, have not been to our center.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think students don't come, and why do you think they should come?
Well, I think they primarily don't come because they think they can get accurate information from friends and family, which for the most part they don't get. Well-meaning, but usually misinformation. Why they don't come to the center? Probably time is the largest factor there. They are so busy with their major area, their academic responsibilities, that they don't take the time to do that. And then they always think that they have time. And usually these people will end up in their senior year frantically trying to make a decision as to what career they want to pursue. They should come by virtue of that fact. If they don't begin early, they will not make the best career decision for themselves, because it takes time to research your field of interest. It takes time to make that decision after you have researched your field of interest, and it takes time to acquire these decision-making skills and the job search skills in order to find that position.
It seems as if a lot of students think that all they need to get a job is a bachelor's degree from UC Irvine. What are some key factors that will contribute to a student's success in obtaining employment after graduation?
Mm-hmm. Well, that idea is a myth, of course, because no one is going to employ you simply because you have a bachelor's degree, whether it's from Irvine or any other college or university. What the factors that are important in finding a good job are related work experience, career information which is accurate and current, and then the job search skills that you acquire in order to obtain that good job.
Again, what are some services that we offer at UC Irvine to help students with getting related work experience to in obtaining job search skills? And what was the third area?
Let's see, career information, accurate information.
What are some services that we offer at UC Irvine?
Okay, in order to obtain accurate and current information, one of the services is, of course, the library. Again, I will repeat some of these services because they are all-inclusive in that career decision-making process. So you have your career library. You have, again, the SIGE program, which helps in values and interests. Then you have the workshops, the classes that help you to go about making that decision. There is a trend toward cooperative education and internships, which takes the student longer, but better prepares that student for his or her career and also for the work world. We do individual advising. We provide, of course, student employment, summer employment, or work study, part-time, so forth. We also provide in individual counseling and in our group workshops the job search skills and the ability to look for those jobs within the recruitment process, and also job listings that we provide on a full-time basis to both the graduating student and the alumni. These are all services that are provided that are going to assist that student in finding that good job. I think what's important in providing these services is the knowledge that they gain and the ability then that they have to go out and look for their own job, as opposed to depending on somebody to provide them with a job, which the placement office does not do. We provide you with the skills to go out there and look for your own job.
What is the role of the career advisor in helping students with career decisions?
Well, basically it's the same role as the center, to educate and assist the student in career decision making, to develop job search skills, to assist the student in researching their field of interest, providing accurate and current information. And I know I'm repeating accurate and current information, but I think that that is most important and essential, literally, to make a good career decision and or find the job that you really want.
What are your thoughts about the pressures that students impose upon themselves to complete their bachelor's degree in 4 years?
The trend is toward cooperative education and internships. This will take longer because in cooperative education, you perhaps would be working one quarter and going to school a quarter. So therefore, it's going to take you longer to complete your degree. I think that this prepares a student better to go out there and seek the particular job that they want. And therefore, I think it's worth pursuing whether it takes you longer or not.
Services, but we haven't talked about the telephone hotline. Could you explain a little bit more about that, the 24-hour hotline?
Okay, that's a recording. Excuse me, that's right. The telephone hotline that we provide as a service in the center is a recording that has the good jobs, and I'll say good jobs in quote, the best jobs that we have received during the course of the week. We put that on a little recorder. The student or the alumni in turn can call that telephone number and find out in his particular area on a specific day what are the good jobs that have been provided to the center. It's a good source of information for students who are looking for employment.
Advisor for Handicapped Student Services. Can you talk a little bit more about our services to handicapped students?
Well, I'm the advisor for the handicapped students, the physically handicapped students at our university. I provide the same service for the handicapped students as I do for any of the other students that I advise. I try to give special consideration for these students as far as looking for part-time work experience, because to some extent at least, their needs are different from the quote normal student who attends the university. I think the able-bodied student, yes. The student who's not disabled, right.
Yeah.
You want me to do that again?
Yeah, that's
okay. I'm the advisor for the handicapped student at the University of California at Irvine. I provide the same kind of advisement to these students as I do to any of the able-bodied students at the university. I try to provide some special programs for them and perhaps special assistance in the area of part-time employment, because I feel that these people have a real need to go out there and experience the work world
perhaps to more of an extent than the able-bodied student does, because that student has been rather protected in his or her own environment for some time. I find that the handicapped students are reluctant to be considered as, quote, handicapped, and want to be mainstreamed along with the other students. So I do try to avoid specifying that this is for handicapped, whatever program I might be offering.
Okay. Are there any other questions or things we haven't covered?
Okay. Good. You're welcome.